This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If you are an American patriot, you have to stand with our American soldiers right now and realize that this is perhaps the gravest national security crisis that is happening, in addition to the fact that we have open borders right now. So, you know,
And welcome back, and we have John W. Spring here. We also have Josh Bernstein. Josh, welcome back. Yeah. Things are getting very intense. What I see happening is the end of the road. I know Donald Trump called for the impeachment of Joe Biden with the fall of Afghanistan. People don't realize what's going to happen here, do they?
No.
I'd like you to lay it out. You lay out what you think is going to happen, not only internationally but nationally, what's going to happen here. And they're actually recruiting people, as I just played the last clip, to get ready for civil detention internment camps in the United States. They're getting ready to take people who are, quote, high risk or people who are unvaxxed and treat us like we are terrorists and put us into civil detention for extended periods of time and keeping our own area and our latrine clean. They're planning on nothing different than after Kristallnacht, the civil detention camps of Nazi Germany. It's identical. It's by the same bastards, the Tool Society, which invaded our CIA and NSA after they came over here with the space program. We are dealing with the Fourth Reich. It's inside our intel agencies. And the actual beast, the main seed of the beast, is not a foreign country. It's the United States and our intel agencies and the globalist bankers and biotech companies that have let their tentacles out to countries like China and the Vatican and all these other people involved. And what people don't realize, this is the end of the road. If you don't resist this, we're going to be hauled off to civil detention camps and executed. And if you continue taking the shots, even if you survive the shots, either because you're strong or you're lucky or you take my nutraceuticals, eventually it'll damage your brain enough that you'll end up becoming basically a cyborg in their digital matrix called the Mark of the Beast. Wake up, people. Game's up. This is it. This is a big battle. You can't spit on me anymore. You can't say, well, Deagle's crazy, he's bipolar and all this bullshit. Or Josh Bernstein's full of it. You're very good at documents. You always don't say anything without a document or proof, do you? Go ahead.
Well, first and foremost, I want to thank the fraudulent White House. Whoever sent out that picture of Dementia Joe sitting there alone in a wondering state of mind, not knowing what's going on, not knowing what he's looking at or anything like that. If history is reported correctly, that will go down as the greatest image of failure in U.S. history on the geopolitical scale. What has happened in Afghanistan cannot be understated, okay? This was way worse than Vietnam. This was Biden's Vietnam. And more importantly, this was 1,000 times worse than Barack Hussein, Sotero, Marshall Davis, Obama, abandoning American soldiers in Benghazi.
Right.
What did these 2,442 American soldiers die for if they were going to be abandoned and if we were going to allow the country of Afghanistan to be taken over by the Taliban? This is sick. It is dangerous. Get ready for beheadings. Get ready for stonings. Get ready for acid attacks. Get ready for homosexuals being thrown off of buildings. Get ready for the murderous rampage of the Taliban, because it's coming, okay?
I heard that they'll even take women who have long hair and actually put their gasoline on their head and actually light them on fire.
Yeah, absolutely. And,
yeah.
You know, Dementia Joe is too busy trying to finger bang little 8-year-old girls at Camp David to even do anything about it. Now all of a sudden that he has lost, okay, let's face it, he has lost. This is a lost situation. And now he's planning on addressing the nation on how terrible we are. And I guess he's planning on doing that in a couple of days because, of course, you can't do it right away because you got to pump this corpse full of memory-enhancing drugs so you can get one decent sentence that's coherent out of him. Before, you know, he goes in front of the camera and makes a fool of himself. I'm embarrassed as an American. You should be embarrassed as an American.
Yeah.
This fraudulent pretendency needs to not only resign, they should be arrested, and they should be court-martialed, and they should be put in military tribunals and international criminal courts and be dealt with accordingly.
Right, and exactly. And given the proper due process, but it's not going to be, at the end of it, it's not going to be pleasant. What's going on here now is even countries that are not armed, like Australia and Europe, are protesting, but Americans, because they watch this news, the what we call the Criminal News Network, or Clinton News Network, we call it, MSLSD, and now Fox, what they call Fake News Network, because they wouldn't even put the advertisement of Lindell's media's analysis last week. So he pulled all of his ads from MyPillow from Fox. Fox is full of crap. And the few people who are there are still there. I don't know why. Judge Pirro, for example, and Tucker Carlson. Get the hell away from them. Leave them. God damn it. Stop staying at Fox and supporting the idea that maybe they have a controlled opposition. They're pushing vaccines so hard to Fox News, it's disgusting, isn't it?
You know, this whole thing right now about vaccines, you can put that on the back burner, because what has happened in Afghanistan is going to affect the United States of America. You had the Taliban in totally, you know, put into place, being controlled, not having power, and because they know what a weak, suck piece of shit Joe Biden is, they waited it out. They knew, because he told us what the timetables were going to be. This is not on Trump. This is on him 100%. This is on Tony Blinken, that idiot. This is on Merrick Garland. This is on Lloyd Austin, the black thug scumbag. This is who these people are. These are communist scumbags. And they allowed this to happen. And anyone, and I'll say this, anybody who voted for Biden, if you legitimately voted for Biden, you're an enemy combatant of the United States of America. Because you did this. You're responsible for this. Not us. We've got no blood on our hands. You have blood on your hands, and you will be dealt with in time.
Well, here's what I predict is going to happen. Other countries, even that are unarmed, are protesting. If you look at, for example, now in Israel, they're trying to force a third booster shot to the vaccine, thinking it's going to help. Here's some of their stupid reports I've been reading, thinking it produces IgG and IgM antibodies. It doesn't. These produce spike proteins. It produces Ig subclass 3 G for immunoglobulin M. They do not produce any antibodies of T cells that can kill the virus. That's why it keeps on coming back. Not only that, the so-called technology they're using with the spike protein doesn't create a ability to block all variants of it. My EduCap does. But what's going on right now is that's what they want. They want to kill off the weak, elderly, and the people that have got multiple problems. They want to then make everybody else so sick, and they've got a damaged area called the VMAT2 region, or the God gene region. So even if you survive the damn thing, you have no conscience anymore. You lose your perception of humanity, and you're easily inducted into becoming a minion of Satan, running the New World Order as a cybernetic connection to your brain. Wake up, people! I got another email this morning about a lady, 74, who wanted to think, well, can I take the J&J vaccine? Well, I had a talk with a lady. She's a nurse, and I saved her a few years ago from losing her vision by rescuing her eyes. And she wanted to see if she could take a vaccine, and then I could rescue her. I said, I can probably rescue you, but if you can take any shots of the graphene oxide, which are increasing each one of these boosters, you're going to be turned into a cyborg. So you make your choice. You want to keep your job, or do you want to be turned into a beast? I said, and I don't see any evidence that she has taken up her order to buy, you know, the rescue kit. To me, it's unethical for me to say, hey, if you go take the shot anyway. Don't worry, I'll rescue. I probably can. I can do a blood test to make sure I do it. But I can't tell you that I can rescue that part of your brain that's going to be destroyed by the graphene oxide, part of the additional thing they stick in all these vaccines, that's to turn you into a freaking cyborg. I can break it down. I can get rid of it. But I can't guarantee you that the repeated damage by booster shots isn't going to basically turn into a non-human zombie. And people don't understand. If these tables they have in the Deagle Network show, D-E-A-G-E-L, the site up for 15 years, is a play on my name, a reduction of the population of America by 90% to you know, 99 million. That's not funny. And around the world, these maniacs who don't want to listen, and I can't get interviews by anybody else of substance who wants to actually review me, not just talking about spiritual or prophetic stuff, but about concrete things about the biology. I worked as a bioweaponeer. In 1997, I was working under Reserve Admiral Hughes with the same level of security clearance as a president. Nobody else speaking publicly in any language on earth knows what I know. I knew that 9/11, they had the Ameristrax vaccine bug brought out of Bioport in Michigan, which they're going to release at the same time in 9/11, especially down at the Pentagon. I knew that they were actually going to demolish the building with advanced explosives. They were going to do super nanothermite. You got to understand here, people, this is the end. We either respond to this appropriate now, or it's the end of not only America, but us. Not just in our physical world, our spiritual life is over. Okay? Wake up. No joke.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. The virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line.
Josh, I've heard from my sources that Canada basically has completely fallen to not only the CCP, but also the globalists. They have Chinese troops already there in special forces, genetically engineered female forces in British Columbia. We know that the basically policies are actually just debated a few months ago in Ontario about civil detention camps. In the Ontario legislature, I've got video clips on it. We're basically moving very quickly toward that with Joe Biden. He wants to basically classify people like me that don't want to support the vaccines and say something, that our voice is actually a criminal activity and that we need to go to prison and clean up our own latrines, and if we disobey, we're going to be beheaded because they already have the guillotines in these civil detention camps. Now, a lot of people think, well, Dr. Deagle, you're crazy. How crazy am I if I was to tell you, and you're, let's say, the husband and wife of a crystal company, as I mentioned the other day, in, say, Austria, and the Nazis, 3 months later, are going to have you in a civil detention camp, and if you disobeyed when you did anything inside the camp, they just kind of shoot you in the back of the head and throw you into a massive grave. Now, people don't think that can never happen again. It happens because people forget. They have lost some memory. They don't realize the tyranny that's happened in previous wars or civilizations, and that tyranny is coming back, and it's even more vicious because it's tied to cybernetics. The battlefield now is not just a battlefield of weapons. It's a battlefield of control of power grids, electromagnetic, and basically data, including the data to access directly into your cortex or even the DNA in your cells. This is a completely different battlefield that's never been seen before in history, isn't it?
No, because of the technology, it hasn't been seen in history.
Right. And basically, this is prophesied in the Bible.
Has been repeated many times.
Yeah. And I believe it's a wake-up call sent by God. He sends people for us that I call witnesses, people like you and me. We're witnesses with the extra truth. Now, you, most of you think it comes directly from your brain, because you're very analytical, very brilliant guy. But I'm sure your inspiration and your guts you have come from the Creator God, because you're what I call a real Jew, not a phony one, right? And
yeah, I absolutely hate, and I'll say this with a passion, I hate and detest communist Jews. They are the enemy of the United States of America. And I'm talking about the Bernie Sanders. I'm talking about the Rahm Emanuels. I'm talking about the Rothschilds. I'm talking about the Rockefellers. I'm talking about the Bernie Madoffs. I'm talking about, you know, the what's that fat tub of shit that runs the House? I can't think of his name. That giant Jabba the Hutt looking thing. That
oh, yeah.
The House. What's his name?
John, do you remember? You mean House Representatives nationally, right?
Nadler,
let's say. Oh, yeah.
Nadler, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's
people. I hate these people with a passion and a burning desire to watch them go away.
Right. Well.
Mainly because they give good Jews like me a bad name.
Well, they do, and of course.
Short, scumbag.
Most of these are what's called Khazarians, which were invaded and became Jews basically centuries ago under King Balaam, and people don't know this. You know, look at the Prime Minister Netanyahu. He's a member of the Bilderbergers. How can you be a Bilderberger and a Council on Foreign Relations member and be a head of a sovereign Jewish nation? You can't. I mean, look at Joe Biden. He's a Bilderberger. He belongs to these secret orders. How can you be a U.S. president representing the American people when you represent globalist government? It's not possible, is it? Now, we have a big mission here. We've got to get through to Donald J. Trump. Because we've got to get him off the vaccine horse and get him on the EDUCAP and the nutraceutical. We need to get him on a real agenda on how to clean up the earth, which is dying because of the pollution we're doing, but it's not because of population, it's because of the way we live. You know, you can have two people in a giant building or you can have 1,000. If you treat it like crap, it's eventually going to be full of crap. You can't do that to planet Earth and expect to have a population to survive on it or have food. And you can't weaponize the atmosphere and cause droughts by using satellite-based systems and wonder why your population is starting to starve to death or having to move to big cities because you've caused it. What's going on right now?
The thing that has happened to our population is not oil. It is not gas. It is not anything. You know what it is? It's the stupid face diapers ending up in the ocean.
Right.
1.5 trillion tons of face diapers.
Choking off the fish, yeah.
Cutting off our ecosystem, strangling the fish, making our waters horribly dirty. Where are the environmental scumbags that like to climb up into trees and sit up there and protect trees? Why aren't they drowning themselves in the ocean with the face diapers?
Because they're the problem. See, I was a member of Greenpeace before it got taken over by globalism. And I got so mad. You know one of the things that really ticked me off? When I was there with Patrick, one of the original founders, they were spraying red dye on seal pups and watching the killer whales come in and throw them like hors d'oeuvres near and eat them live. People don't understand the globalists want to take over environmentalism as a means to control the population. Lie to us that if they didn't do this and this and this and this, like reducing world population, we're not going to survive. We're going to die. They're full of crap. Manage your house and your household and the state's unpolluted. My house isn't polluted that I live in. Why does yours have to be polluted with toxic things that are destroying the benthic layer of the oceans or the upper atmosphere so more ultraviolet sea radiation is coming through and more people getting cancer? It's because that's what the globalists want. They don't want to fix things. They want to make things more effed up. Right?
Absolutely true. They want complete and total control of the world, and we're not going to let it happen.
Right. Well, my call right now is three things. Proceed litigant action, and I want the sovereign military and retired military personnel and the sheriff and the armed citizens of belong to the Gun Owners of America and National Rifle Association to start organizing themselves to start going down and planning to start filing legal and other actions to arrest all these politicians, these corporate heads, and file legal actions to seize their property and do it now. You didn't listen before, you better listen now, because right now they're going to start hauling us away. So later, you know, there was that saying, you know, they came for this group and then they came for that group. Remember that thing in World War II? And when they finally came for me, there was nobody to speak out. That's what's happening. They're going to come first for, let's say, you know, people that are over 70. Then they'll come for people that weren't vaccinated. Then they'll come for people that don't believe this or that. Eventually, they'll come for everybody that does even squeak sideways doesn't believe exactly what the New World Order wants to preach. If you're a Jew, if you're a Christian, if you're even a believing Muslim and wants to do godly things, you're all going to be dead, and it doesn't matter. They're going to find a reason to excuse the world of you, right?
We've got the battle of our lifetime on our hands, and
right.
It cannot be understated.
Now, it could be won very quickly if even a large minority of the population decided, but right now, people are like, la la land. I even have to deal with my own family. They don't believe that I'm a prophet. I believe you're a prophet because you're speaking truth and it came from God. I believe John W. Spring is speaking prophetic ministry truth. If the people don't perceive this as truth coming from the Creator God, one way or the other, through our intellect, through experience, through personal seeing people and connecting to people, it's all God. God's behind all of this, even inspiration or visions. And right now, this is the end of the road. If we don't stop this by the fall, God help us, man. It's going to get so bad, especially if they activate these civil detention camps. Because it's good. The population eventually will rise up, and you're going to have a violent counter-revolution against the government. And it's going to be a lot of dead people. Health professionals, military personnel. I don't want to see this. And then we're weak enough, we'll be invaded. That's next. Or the last of the Chi-Coms to come in here is the United Nations Blue Hats to take over our country. That's next, isn't it?
I could see the Chinese coming in, yep. You know what? There's 100 million guns.
Exactly.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best.
Stay well with NutraMedical every day.
Pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutraMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from Nutra. Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutraMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutraMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden back in Washington, D.C. as he prepares to address a crisis in Afghanistan this afternoon. The president leaving his vacation in Camp David earlier than expected due to the escalating nature of the crisis. As the Biden administration continues to blame former President Trump for the situation deteriorating in Afghanistan, Indiana Republican Congressman Jim Banks tells Fox News, not so fast.
This never would have happened on Donald Trump's watch, and that is a fact, because Donald Trump never closed the door on keeping a light footprint there to prevent it.
The Supreme Court will consider a big guns case from New York. The case involves a state law requiring anyone who wants a concealed carry permit to prove a special need to carry a gun outside the home. Oral arguments set to begin in early November. This is USA Radio News. A cell phone provider is investigating a possible data breach.
Vice First reporting claims of a data breach involving T-Mobile customers. The company says they're investigating a claim on an online forum which says the personal data of over 100 million users has been breached. T-Mobile saying we are aware of claims made in an underground forum and have been actively investigating their validity. The hacker telling Vice that the data came from T-Mobile's servers, including social security numbers, phone numbers, names, physical addresses, and driver's license information. The hacker is reportedly holding some of the data for ransom. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
High school students getting ready for college are paying attention to the cost of their higher education. A new survey revealed 4 in 10 say cost is the most important factor when it comes to deciding where they'll attend school. 6 in 10 students heading to college said the way they look at higher education changed due to the pandemic. USA Radio News.
In which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetylene, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. These protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday. And Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations.
Medicine to
So, John, as I said otherwise, I said, you know, I'm not a liar, and I want people to kind of grasp this. As I mentioned, just a few key points on my life, okay? I was pronounced dead on arrival 69 and a half years ago. 8 years later, I had a console surgery with a cut and artery in my throat, and I went to heaven and met God face to face. I'm not deluded. I was fully rational when I told them, even the nuns afterward, when I came back to the Catholic school. And God showed me what's coming about right now. In fact, he showed me incoming nuclear weapons and people becoming basically zombies, you know, basically godless monsters.
Yes.
And all kinds of things happening. And I cried and I said, why do you send me? And he said, he swung around, hold my two little hands in his big God hands. And he said, at the time of the end, you will know and you will tell my people. Now, I found at 14 that my great uncle, my grandfather's oldest brother, had got a document going 2,000 years that was prophesied by Yeshua directly to my ancestor in the Sanhedrin, who was a Kohanim descendant of the daughter of the king of the Medes 2,800 years ago, and the Kohanim descendant of Moses himself, that one of the time of the end would come back as a prophet. Now, if you think I'd apply for this job, you're freaking nuts. This is the dirtiest goddamn job you can imagine. And I did not want to be worshipped or thought of something wonderful, because I did abortions, and when I was working, trying to take care of my first wife, I had to get to Calgary General Hospital with lots of abortions. But you need to start grasping here. At 8 and a half when I went to heaven, and I told the nuns, in fact, when I graduated in 1977, a priest came from the note from the Vatican that asked me to become a doctor for the cardinals and the Pope in Rome. 1977. They tried to recruit me in 1969 to go to MIT in plasma nuclear physics because God taught me quantum physics in heaven when I was 8. Never needed a physics book. He taught me quantum mechanics in heaven, so I beat 7,000 people for a scholarship in 1969. I went into oceanography because I wanted to help nature and God. I finished my PhD in oceanography and didn't write the thesis, but I finished it with Vibrio marinus enzyme and found a substrate, isolated the superbacterium, and did it all in 5 months by sleeping on the floor beside the distillation counter. My grandfather was dying of diabetes. He wanted me to go into medicine and find the cause, which I did, by the way, with a doctor, Otto Hewitt. I made many discoveries, and one of the main discoveries of magnesium for advanced cardiac life support, nerve mapping for pain, surface electromyography, toxicology that causes cancer and autoimmune disease. That's Dr. Deagle did all those research projects over the decades. Now, you have to understand, God has a hand on me because I wouldn't go to church. I figured after I got almost raped by a priest, and I even took care of 22,500 Mormons, until after I met my current wife, Michelle, and I started deciding to study for the Jehovah's Witnesses or the Mormons or whatever, trying to figure out what religion was true. And what people need to start grasping here, because I knew about these prophetic things, and I thought, well, that's, you know, I had a pastor, you know, in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, who knew about high-level masons, because, you see, I was inducted as a high-level medical mason 2 months before I got to medical school by the dean of medicine. As he knew how my IQ was so high in ability. He said, well, for sure, the dean's going to tap you up in Phi Rho Sigma. I know things going right back to Atlantis because I was a Phi Rho high-level Scottish Rite mason, okay? And I never practiced it because I know these things firsthand, not secondhand. God had his hand on me because after my first wife was dying of MS and I turned down the research, she went to live with her sister in Calgary, so I had to go to Calgary to a Calgary General instead of going to UCLA and finish a science doctorate in 1978. And part of my residency required in 3 months to do with Dr. Mata abortions. Now, I'm a very efficient surgeon. We do an average 36 babies we kill in one Friday afternoon. Okay? So if anyone thinks, well, he's a glory guy. He was once beloved. No, I want to be real. I'm real. I'm not full of crap. I'm not bipolar like people want to accuse me of. So when I finally did, I got a hold of this pastor in Dartmouth, and he said, Bill, I said, if you read this book, you call on God, he'll show up. He did. I'm in my family room in the middle of the night in Enfield, Nova Scotia, and God showed up as a ball of light that came through the sidewall, and I heard his voice speak to me like Moses, and I was thrown on the floor. Hearing God, he told me to go to my basement, and he dictated to me clay and iron and abortion Armageddon. I didn't know even where the book of Isaiah was when he gave them to me. I didn't even know why he called it clay and iron ministries. I didn't know what clay and iron was. Clay, human flesh, iron being the transdimensional entities from the Draco reptilians of the Avatar world, and but many, many other alien beings that follow their Nephilim that follow the Draco Empire across the galaxy called the ICC. So guess here it was. After I see the book Clay and Iron, literally not much after that, we had a pastor came to our home. And he wanted to know about, he was going to go, he had to have a place to stay because he was going to go to Israel. So we're standing in the kitchen, and while we're standing there praying, I start praying and asking God to show us a vision of, you know, what's happening, because he's going to go to Israel in a few weeks' time. And I got a standing vision showing me about this man called Nicolas Saliba. And in the vision, the man came up to me and said, my name is Nicolas Saliba, I'm a stonemason, and I'm here because God sent me. So I told the pastor, guess what, 3 weeks later, I'm in Israel at John Hansen's House of Prayer. Now, Michelle was there with me, okay? Now, in the middle of the night, after flying and not sleeping for about a day and a half, 2 days, we had to get up because God said, get up right now, get up, and go to Israel, go to Tel Aviv. So we did. And after God set up on Friday morning, get up, you're supposed to go back to a specific gate in Jerusalem. When I got there, a guy tried to stab me because he didn't give him bakshish. And the guy saved me. A man came up and he says, I'm here. God told me to watch out for you, and when I see you, come through this gate to save you. He stopped the guy from stabbing me. His name was Nicolas Saliba, which I kept friends with. He actually was a stonemason for the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, which is the Greek Orthodox Sepulchre and the Russian Orthodox Church in East Jerusalem. These are things I had. They're not lies. These actually physically happened to me. Okay? I'm not going to lie to my family or anybody else. I'm a liar. I'm a bipolar. These things happened, okay? Now, what happened is God told me after he gave me the book Clay and Iron Abortion Armageddon to listen to a radio show. And it turned out it was Alex Jones back in, I think, 2003. So I called in Alex Jones for 10 minutes. I said, hey, Alex, I used to be the exit examiner of the Alfred P. Murrow building. I did all 5 exit exams. And so I got a call back from Pastor Butch Paugh. And went on a show for an hour, and a month later, February 5th, 2004, the director of Genesis Network called me and said, I want you to do a radio show. He knew I'd already done 42 Cities in Israel with the Prophecy Club, radio and TV. And I started my radio there. Now, I went a little side thing to get to spend my hours at other radio networks and did some shows over with Rents. But I've been there ever since. You have to realize I'm not a liar. Shove the liar stuff up your butt. We're dealing with it now. You know, and as God said, at the time of the end, you will know, you will tell my people. That's 62 years ago when I'm up in heaven, and God with my little Johnny shirt spattered with blood looking 400 miles down over a shimmering earth. His blue jewel. I'm not conspiring to be worshipped. I want you to worship God. I'm not conspiring to get some special position in heaven. I just want to do God's will. I'm not conspiring to be loved. In fact, I'd rather you hate me if it saves not only your physical body, but your soul. If that's what it takes for you to survive is to hate my guts, may it be that will. As prophets are not accepted in their own home. But John, I want you to make a comment here, because right now, we're about to be pushed into civil detention camps. We're right now about to have people take enough mark of the beast shots that they're going to lose their humanity, and the VMAT2 region will be gone, and they'll actually turn into cyborgs. And even if they physically survive, they will no longer be human.
Yes.
They'll have 5D. Now, you might want to argue with me, but you're going to lose the argument, because, you know, nobody has the balls on the air to actually argue with Dr. Deagle technically or scientifically, because he's an IQ close to 300. And not only that, when I get lost, which is really, really frequent, you think I know everything. I pray to God, and he tells me. Now, I want you to understand this. It's not just Bill. I'm just a bullhorn for the Creator. I'm a letter carrier. I'm a guy that's just carrying his package and say, deliver this, Deagle. So you think I have all these things. I want to get rich. I want to do that. Even my family accuses me, well, if you get really rich from your edge cap, you just want to leave us all. No, I don't. I want you to leave your bullshit behind and accept the fact that God's calling me to witness to you, because these shots are not just a vaccine against the virus. They're a vaccine against humanity and God.
Yep.
All right? And you're going to wake up, and you're going to smell the coffee, and I don't care what it is now. I don't care if my whole family leaves me. I'm going to tell the truth no matter what. All right? No matter what.
Yep.
How's that? Okay, John, we're going to break
up with him at the next signal. I rolled down my window and gave him a little piece of my mind, telling
right.
him it was very macho.
People are getting like that because their brain's on fire for the shots, that's why.
Yeah.
Big bad behavior amplified by frying their little frontal cortex. The biofilm was an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal Oronic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well.
I'd like to repeat that because you're thinking that we're going to get, here's the intervention from God will happen. And I'll lay it out there, you can add to it. Number one, God can wink at his pinky and all these problems go over, but he never does that. He does it through his people.
Yes.
So my guess is, number one, he's going to wake a sufficient number or minority of people up that basically Biden's going to be paralyzed. He won't be able to do civil detention camps and the military won't submit. Number one. Number two, they're going to start filing proceed legal actions like all these lawyers filing actions like Dr. Kulmich, 4,321 attorneys, and many other countries. You're going to see a lot of the medical profession leave the medical profession completely, just like when I told this nurse the other day, don't submit to the vaccine, even though I can probably rescue you, because I can't guarantee you that, number one, eventually it won't damage the parts of your brain that make you human. All right? I can keep rescuing you, but keep damaging yourself. It's like a drug addict. Over and over and over again, taking something damaged to a particular part of your body, eventually those areas may atrophy to the point you're no longer human. So, it's going to require a transformational change. It's also going to require a transformational change of people that persecute me. Other broadcasters, other radio hosts, other people, even family members that think he's brilliant, he's got all these fancy formulas, he's healed all kinds of people, but he's a liar. And I'm not. And that's going to freaking stop, because we're at the end of it. You have to stop. If you keep on accepting the idea of lie, in fact, I have a picture up now of me and my wife, and I love her, and I have no intention of leaving her or any of my family.
Yes.
But what they are going to do is they're going to stop treating me like I'm some kind of psycho, because I believe I've been in contact with God and called. Even the EDUCAP, for example, the last 4 or 5 days in England, they only come to Russ, because Russ Weinzimmer, who's also Jewish, and I have some Jewish and Hebrew blood. He's working on an upgrade to my EDUCAP. Now, the EDUCAP will be a printing press for billions of dollars for any biotech company that picks it up. And the most I can get, according to all the experts, is about 10%, which is fine, because I'll report that back into helping people. I'm not in it to get wealthy. I'm in it to provide influence and also to get a hold of, by the callers, Donald J. Trump. If Donald Trump comes back, continue pushing vaccines or a new version of a vaccine or booster shots to save people, he will become the Antichrist. Now, this is not an option, people. He has been badly damaged by his father, so he has an inadequacy complex. He trusts people in his family he shouldn't, like Jared Kushner, who worked directly with George Soros. He trusts people like Azar and Mike Pence, who's a pedophile, instead of Kennedy, who actually was talked to first before he got booted out. And they brought in Bill Gates of hell to bring in the toxic vaccines, which are going to reduce world population and destroy our biology and connect us to the satanic mind control supernet. That's why when I was taken by the angel, I was taken to the city from which the mark of the beast would come. And the lady who called and actually got the job for me after she knew that this was where I wanted to go was my wife. She called, and Joyce Wolf called back. And within 20 minutes, I got the job. 4 days later, I was there with Major Swinder in Colorado Springs, and I got the job next to Commander. So you have to understand here, people, I've gone through living hell to tell you the truth. This is not any minor burden. It's really hard to carry it for people that won't relieve me. There are other doctors, nurses, other people, but it's really hard, especially if your own family thinks you're just nuts. I can't take it anymore. I'm at my wit's end. I don't want you to be nasty. I want you to pray. Pray with them. Pray with them, please, please. Reconsider what you're doing. Do you understand? You know, at some point, God's going to say, you know what? I've given you people enough truth. I'm going to take your servant, Bill Deagle, away. He's going to die. And when he does, what are you going to do then, people? What are you going to do for a voice of truth when he's dead and he's gone? You can't hear his voice. He's alive in the air. You may be in my archives if you didn't believe them. What are you going to do? But God says, you know what? Enough of torturing my servant, Bill. I'm going to take the man. What are you going to do then, people? Wake up right now while I'm still alive and I can speak to you. Wake up and pray. Not only, see, that's the most powerful thing we can do is prayer. It's not legal action. It's not financial action. It's not guns. It's not even satellite phones, which I recommend people have. It is prayer. Coming in line with the will of the Most High God and saying, you know what? Number one, is John W. Spring and Bill Deagle and Mike Lindell, are we crazy or are we servants of the Creator God? Is Donald Trump destined to become a great president once we cleanse him, like King David, who was doing bad things when he killed Uriah to get his wife, he would even make the son Solomon? Yeah, God has to cleanse all of us. But as it says in the Bible, you know, a prophet's never accepted his own household. It's not just there. My household are even co-broadcasters in Genesis. They don't want to have Deagle on their show. Or Republic Radio. Or even Rents. When I have Rents on, he has me on once in a while, but he's, you know, very jealous. He took all of my old archive shows and destroyed them. Do you know that?
Yeah.
All my old archive shows over the decades, last two decades, Rents are gone. I talk to him periodically, try to inform him what's going on, because I don't believe he's a believer. He's a very curious guy, so he's got more curiosity than most. But guess what? That's not good enough. You have to submit yourself to the will of the Most High God. And he is the keeper of life, not me. God's given me things to extend human life. The three keys of Methuselah, epigenetic frequency therapy, red deer velvet that gives you a placenta again, and the EnterCap versions, which will be in the future, microRNA exosomes, which will be the next level from the peptides that the Russian Academy developed. That combination of all those three things, morphogenetic field therapy, the red deer velvet, DR, and exosomes, you won't die except for three things. Supernovas, wars or violence of any kind, and selfies if you fall off a building or a cliff. Just to be a little humorous. Now, you have to understand, people, take responsibility and stop pretending, well, God's just going to intervene in all our folded clothes, he's just going to take us to heaven. No. You have to. God wants to do it through you. You're not a negative player here. We are his children of God. We're his bride. What God's doing is sanctifying us so we're fit to marry him and be the bride of God and be the queen of the heavens. Wake up. You're not less than God. When you have his will inside you, you're equal to God. What do you think of that, John?
Yes, that's true.
Only when you do his will. And all the sin you have can't be taken away by good works or money or anything else. It can only be taken away by God works. Hear and doing, Shema. Hear and do, hear and do, hear and do. All my sins of abortion were taken away by the Creator because he decided that when he had a relationship with me, he told me at 8 years of age, now if you do evil, I will destroy you. And he cried, and I said, I'll go back, Lord, and he's even in danger of taking my name from the book of life. He said, for this reason, when I call you forth, you shall become a lamed, which means a taller letter in the Hebrew alphabet to call forth others. And have the financial and whatever support to bring them forth, just like you, bringing you forth. You used to have a big radio show. You're one of the top intel agencies you've ever had in America. I had to bring you forth. That's why you're on with me every day. We're there, people. This is not a rehearsal. This is a big freaking show. If you're waiting for a future tribulation, you're an idiot. We're in it. And Joe Biden is the final test. We have a demented satanic maniac in the White House, destroyed Afghanistan. If you don't think those terrorists are going to do things to us and other people in other countries, you're delusional. And believe me, they were backed by the CIA. The CIA brought the Taliban in from these other countries, as you said in your letters.
That's right.
Okay, as John, you said very astutely with your knowledge of Afghanistan, how our intel agencies actually brought these guys in there to control the population of Afghanistan.
Well, this has been the problem, Dr. Deagle. They want to ignore geniuses or ultra geniuses like you and myself.
Well, it's not just genius. You have to understand, it's not just their super intelligence. We're connected to God. Your inspiration, when you knew these things, you had God speaking to you in dreams, visions, or just intuition. And at times I have those things. At times actually God audibly speaks to me, like when he told me, like, people think you're delusional. That was remote viewing. People say, remote viewing. I'm sitting at my desk where I am right now, back 5 years ago, and God said, I'm going to show you a vision. All of a sudden my computer screen disappeared, and I saw Venezuela from space, and I could see Russian submarines tunneling the sidewalls of the Orinoco River and a missile silo site in the island north of Venezuela. So I called you. Remember this 5 years ago when I told you this is just as Trump was coming into office?
Yes.
That I had this vision about Russian nuclear submarines and I remember about the fact that they're building a silo site in the Antilles Islands, and just similar to Grenada. And you only knew about that because you were the whistleblower for Grenada years ago.
That's right.
Under Ronald Reagan. And after a few months, your research said, my gosh, Diego, you're not a liar. You did it because you have the intel knowledge to know that. Wake up, people. Smell the coffee. Pray for those. Don't be persecuted or be mean to them. Get them to be quietly aside and say, pray. Who is Dr. Bill Deagle? Why does he exist? How long is he going to still be with us here if we keep persecuting? Because God eventually will bring full judgment on you, and part of that full judgment will be, I will die. One of the worst signs of judgment coming that will completely destroy you will be the death of Deagle. What do you think of that?
Heaven forbid.
Wake up, people! My days, weeks, and months, and years are numbered by your judgment and your lack of respect. God help you if you don't keep praying. God help you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Anything else support, try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Like NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.